Episode 2, Thor's Hammer, The Power of Mjolnir. Welcome back, dear listeners, to another episode of Legends and Mythologies. In our first story, we explored the daring defiance of Prometheus and the gift of fire to humankind. Today, we turn our gaze northward, to the icy lands of the Norse, where gods and giants clash beneath thunderous skies. Our story is about a weapon so mighty, so feared, and so revered that it has become a timeless symbol of strength, Thor's hammer, Mjolnir. Thor, the god of thunder. In Norse mythology, Thor is perhaps the most beloved of all the gods. Unlike Odin, the wise but distant Allfather, Thor was the protector of gods and men alike. With his booming laughter, fiery red hair, and unmatched strength, he was both a warrior and a guardian. Thor's greatest weapon, and his defining symbol, was Mjolnir, a hammer forged in the heart of fire, tempered with magic, and imbued with the very power of lightning. But Mjolnir was not just a tool of destruction. It was also a sacred instrument. Thor used it to consecrate marriages, bless harvests, and protect the cosmic order from the forces of chaos. The forging of Mjolnir. The origin of Mjolnir is a tale that begins with trickery. Loki, the cunning trickster god, once sheared off the golden hair of Sif, Thor's wife. To make amends, Loki promised to obtain treasures from the dwarves, the finest craftsmen in the Nine Realms. The dwarves, master smiths, created wondrous items, Odin's spear, Freyr's ship, and finally, Mjolnir. But there was a flaw. As Loki interfered, the handle of the hammer came out shorter than intended. Thus, Mjolnir became a weapon that could be wielded only with immense strength, perfect for Thor, the god of thunder. Though flawed in form, Mjolnir was unmatched in power. With a swing, it could crush mountains. With a throw, it always returned to Thor's hand. It became not just his weapon, but an extension of his very being. Thor versus the giants. The Norse cosmos was divided between order and chaos, with the gods of Asgard standing against the giants of Jotunheim. Time and again, Thor wielded Mjolnir to defend both gods and mortals. One tale speaks of Thor's journey to the land of the giants, where he faced the monstrous king, Tgaraloki. There, Thor attempted feats of strength, lifting a cat that was no cat at all, and wrestling an old woman who was in truth old age itself. Though he could not fully conquer them, his struggles with Mjolnir in hand became legendary. Another story tells of Thor battling the Midgard serpent, Jormungandr, a sea monster so vast it encircled the world. Though their final battle was fated to come at Ragnarok, the end of the world, Thor's hammer struck the beast with such force that the seas themselves boiled. Mjolnir was not just a weapon against giants, but a symbol of divine protection for all Midgard, the realm of humanity. Mjolnir in ritual and symbol. Beyond the battlefield, Mjolnir held sacred meaning. In Norse culture, it was invoked in rituals of life and death. At weddings, Thor's hammer was placed in the lap of the bride to bless fertility. Warriors wore amulets shaped like Mjolnir, believing it gave them courage and strength. Even as Christianity spread through the north, the symbol of the hammer persisted. Archaeologists have found countless Mjolnir pendants, worn as a quiet statement of faith in the old gods, and perhaps as defiance against the cross. The end of all things. Like all myths, Thor's tale points toward destiny. At Ragnarok, the prophesied end of the world, Thor will face Jormungandr once more. With Mjolnir, he will slay the serpent, but he too will fall, poisoned by the creature's venom. It is a tragic end, yet fitting for a god whose life was defined by battle and sacrifice. Even in death, Thor remains the protector, ensuring that his people survive beyond the twilight of the gods. Symbolism and legacy. What does Mjolnir represent? On one level, it is raw power, the force of thunder and the might of the warrior. On another, it is protection, the assurance that even in a chaotic, dangerous world, there is strength that stands for order and life. Mjolnir reminds us that strength is not only about destruction, but also about preservation, of family, community, and balance. Today, the hammer continues to inspire. From Viking pendants to modern pop culture, Mjolnir is a symbol recognized across the world. It speaks to our timeless admiration for courage, loyalty, and the fight against overwhelming odds. Closing thoughts. The tale of Thor and his hammer teaches us that true strength is not only in might, but in responsibility. A hammer can crush, but it can also build. In Thor's hands, Mjolnir was both shield and sword, blessing and weapon, destruction and protection. As the storm rolls and thunder echoes, perhaps you too can hear the swing of Mjolnir across the skies, a reminder that power, when guided by duty, can protect as well as destroy. Thank you for joining me on this journey into Norse legend. In our next episode, we'll venture eastward, into the ancient sands of Egypt, to uncover the story of Osiris, Isis, and the cycle of life and death, a tale of betrayal, resurrection, and eternal love. Until then, may you find the strength of Thor's hammer in your own battles, and the wisdom to wield it well.